that and get everything set up, and I'm going to let Sister Angela go forth at this time.
Thank you. Good morning, Pastor Lenore. Good morning, my saints of God. Thank you for joining us this morning. As she said, this is Sister Angela, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. And get ready for your miracle, for your blessing. I thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. I thank you, God. My topic this morning is healing. And I have to say, on Wednesday morning, I believe it was Sister Tracy. She had a birthday. Happy belated birthday. I had a birthday on Tuesday. And somebody said, how do you feel? And when I dialed in, I was on my way to my class, and when I dialed in and I heard her testimony, and she said that she's been through some health challenges over the years. But what really struck me is when she said, my son, and he was in a different state, a location than she was, as she was on her way to the hospital. And she said, my son put the devil on notice that we serve a risen Savior. And I thank you. That just resonated in my soul, and it just stayed with me as I went through that day. And I think, and that wasn't her topic. I believe her topic, I forgot what her topic was. That wasn't her topic, but she gave that testimony. So I want to thank you, Sister Tracy. It's by the testimony of the saints that we overcome. And it gives us encouragement, and it leads us and guides us, and it thanks you, because we know that if God did it for one, that he will do it for us. And sometimes it looks a little dark and dreary. The scripture that I'm coming from this morning, that I'm using this morning, is a favorite scripture of mine, especially when there has been some sickness in the body, and the doctors give up on us, and the doctors give us a bad diagnosis. I'm coming from Psalm 103, verses 2 and 3. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all our iniquities, and who heals all our diseases? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to come before you this morning in prayer. Thank you, Father God, for you waking us up this morning, the beautiful sunshine, and the day has started, oh God. Thank you for breath in our bodies, Father God. Some people take it for granted, dear God, but we don't take it for granted. We know that if it had not been your hand that touched us and opened our eyes this morning, that we would not be on this call. We would not have breath in our bodies, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all your benefits. We thank you, Father God, that you heal all our diseases, dis-ease, Father God, that is in our bodies, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We believe, Father God, we know you as Jehovah Rapha, as our God that heals, dear God. We thank you, Father God. We believe in your power to heal, to restore our health, and to make us whole, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even as right now, Father God, some of us may have had diagnosis, or we're praying for some friend, some coworker, some family member who is in pain even this morning, Father God, and they are still trusting you and believing you for your love and your mercy, Father God. We don't know how you do it, Father God, but we know that you are able to do it. We come to you anytime that we have a need. We're praying, dear God, that you begin to touch our bodies, Father God. Touch our souls, Father God. Sometimes our souls are at dis-ease, Father God. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you continue just to strengthen us and to comfort us, Father God. We're living in challenging times, Father God. We're living in times that are dark, that appear dark to us, Father God. But we know, Lord, that you shield us with your hand, Father God. You shield us with the blood of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you. It is in the name of Jesus, dear God, that if there is any sickness on this line this morning, I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you please please remove it. That you please give them the strength to endure whatever it is, whatever challenge, physical challenge that we may be going through. I know we trust you, Lord, because you said you're Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that heals. That we can bring our needs and our cares and our concerns to you, Father God. And you're not lacking your promises, Father God, that you will continue to heal us and touch us and deliver us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Father God, on this morning in the name of Jesus, that you educate us, Father God. Educate us on this medication, Father God. Don't just let the doctor write us any prescription, Father God. Let us do our research on it. Let us see what side effects that it may have. So when our body began to make changes, that we can't trust man, Father God. We trust you. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you show us the correct foods to eat, that you take away those foods from us, Father God, that we know that are not good for us. You tell us to fast and pray, Father God. And as we're fasting and praying, remove those things from us, Lord, that we eat that we know that are not good. Or give us a chance just to not eat so much of it, Father God. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, don't let the word can't be in our mouth, Father God. Encourage us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us strength to exercise. Give us a mind to move, Father God. If all we do is sit in a chair, Father God, let us walk from just up and down the driveway, Father God. That's moving, Father God. Give us a mind to want to be whole, Father God, even as we make our petitions known unto you, Father God. We just thank you on this morning, dear God. We thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies towards us, Father God. We thank you for your healing hands, Father God, that you touch us, Father God, and you began to make us whole, Father God. Hallelujah, God. We just believe in your healing abilities. And then, Lord, hallelujah, we pray for our country, Father God. There's healing that needs this all around us, Father God, in our spirits, in our souls, even in our country, Father God. You said in 2 Chronicles that if our people who are called, if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves, you tell us to pray. You tell us, dear Lord, to seek your face. Hallelujah. You tell us to turn from our wicked ways, and we will hear from heaven. And then you will forgive our sins, and you will heal our land, Father God. There's a lot of healing in our lands, Father God. It's not just in our bodies. That's what the world wants to tell us. But it's not just in our bodies. It's in our government. It's in our legislation, Father God. It's with our newscasters, Father God. It's with the politicians, Father God, that are just spewing. And even the pharmaceutical companies, Father God. We are seeking your face, Father God. We are humbling ourselves this morning, Father God. And we are asking you in unison, Father God, to please heal our land, to make us whole again, to make us to have a loving, kind heart towards one another. Don't let us go with the hatred, Father God, and don't let us rejoice on, Father God, when people are assassinated. We don't let us rejoice, Father God, when there's crime all around us, Father God. We just need to pray that our land is healed, Father God, and that you take away all this hatred. Replace it, Father God, and let it begin. Replace it, hallelujah, with love. And let it begin on this prayer line with these people, your people, Father God. We just thank you in the name of Jesus, dear God, and we glorify you. Now, Father God, I pray for this prayer call. I pray for everyone that has called in. I pray for their family members, Father God. I declare that there will be love in their lives and that they will be made whole, Father God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. I pray for our family members. I pray for the safety of our children. I pray for the mothers of the church, the saints of the church, Father God, that continuously pray for us, Father God. I just thank you, Father God. I thank you for Bishop Clark and Pastor Lenore. Laura Clark, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for their dedication. I thank you for their dedication towards us, Father God, and their love, their teaching us and holding this prayer call together. I thank you and salute you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the 35 years of this ministry, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that you continue to hold it together, Father God, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer on this morning. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, saints, for allowing me to pray with you. I thank you for the privilege of prayer. And I love you. And as I turn this back over to the hands of the prayer host, Pastor Lenore, amen.
God's gonna bless us all. Everybody say that with me. God's gonna bless us all. If you really believe it, God's gonna bless us all. Come on. God's gonna bless us all.
God's got a blessing with your name on it. Hallelujah. I want my blessing now. I don't know about y'all. Thank you, Sister Angela, for that prayer on healing. You know, God can heal anything. He can heal us from our diseases, as she says, dis-ease. God can heal us from our situation, whatever that it may be. God can move us from one plateau to another. He can take us to a higher level. And so all we have to do is trust in him, because he's got a blessing with our name on it. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Pat.
Good morning, everybody. I want to, and I would like to say good morning to, especially to Angie. I haven't heard her in a long time. And I, my topic is on God in the midst. And I want to give a testimony in with that. While back, me and my sister had went out early, and we wanted to go to dinner, lunch. So we went out early, and everywhere we went, restaurant was closed. Window opened to 3 and 4. So finally, we found a restaurant that we could get in kind of early. Well, we didn't get in until about 3 or 4 because everything where we went was closed. So we finally found one. Then we got there, we found out that one had been open at 10, but we didn't know that. So anyway, and when we got ready to leave from the restaurant, it started raining. And it was just little drips. When we left out and I got on the freeway, it's about 5 o'clock, it turned black. And the streets was crowded, traffic was back, piled up on each other, and it was so dark you could not see nothing. Then the rain got real, real heavy. You couldn't even see the lines in the streets. And then it started lightning, and the lightning was like on the ground, just back-to-back lightning. Terrible. And we was in this storm for about an hour and a half, and I was driving up. So I started praying, Lord, keep us all safe, not only us, me and my sister, but everyone that's out here, God. take us home safe without being in an accident. So we got home about an hour and a half later and stuff. So found out that the next morning we got up, a big tree had blown down in back of the house. Found out a tree fell on a piece of someone's house, and two people got killed in the house, and the train stopped, and people was jumping out the train. And this was the next day or something, hearing people talking stuff. And it was a bad, bad storm, but God was in the midst of us, and he took us home safe. And I thank God for that. I thank God for being in the midst of all our storms. When we put God first in our life, he will take care of us. Thank God for Jesus. And I want to go to Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with a child and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. God is with us. And I go down to Matthew 18:20. For where two or three is gathered in my name, God is in the midst. And Isaiah 43:10 says, ye are my witness, says the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord. Besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I shall show whom where there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witness, says the Lord thy God. I am God. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee. I will be with thee, thy hand, thy right hand of my righteousness. I will open rivers in high places, fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land shall spring of water. Thank God for Jesus. He is our deliverer, our healer. When we put God first in our life, he go before us. He make our enemies our footstool. We pray, God. Lord, let us pray one for another, God. Let us love one another as ourselves, God, that we don't exalt ourselves before above others, God. Let us humble thyself before the Lord thy God and pray one for another. Lord, we pray, God, Lord, that we let us turn all our problems over to the Lord, and he will supply all our needs according to his richness in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you already done for us, God. We thank and praise you, God, for what you're going to do for us, God. Lord, thank you, Lord, for being our healer, our deliverer, God. We pray, God, Lord, order our steps, Lord, in your word, God. And let not our iniquity, God, have dominion over us, God. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors, God, that no man can close, God. Close doors that no man can open, God. Lord, let us humble ourselves and pray and seek your face, God. Lord, let us have, God, your character, God, that the people don't see us, Lord. They see you in us, Lord. Lord, don't let us, God, overcome evil with evil for evil, but overcome evil with good, Lord. Lord, that we look to the hills, Lord, from where cometh our help, Lord. That all our help, Lord, cometh from the Lord thy God, that made the heavens and the earth and everything therein, God. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, let us pray, God, the will of the Lord God over our life, God. Lord, let us pray for one another, God, as we pray would pray for ourselves, God. Lord, let us go, we go back to Adam and Eve, God. Lord, cut off, Lord. Let pluck up, Lord, every evil root, God, from out of our life, God. Lord, let it begin to work today as in the resurrection, God, as in the day of Pentecost. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, fall on us, Lord. Holy Ghost fire. Fall on us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being our healer, our deliverer. Lord, let us press, Lord, towards the mark in the high calling of Jesus Christ. And let us put on, God, the whole armor of God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, God. Let us put on, God, the belt of truth, God. Let us walk, God, in thy will, God. Your will, Lord. Let it be our will, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We pray, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, that he came in order that we might have life and to have life more abundantly. Thank you, Lord, for abundant life. Thank you, Lord, for delivering our soul in peace, God. We pray, God, for the whole and intercede for the whole world, Lord. Thank God for Jesus. We are warriors. We are soldiers of God. In the army of the Lord God, we are soldiers. And Jesus Christ is our commanding chief. Thank God for Jesus. Yay, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For your word, God, your word is life. Your word is meat indeed, Lord. Lord, we pray and intercede, God, for our youth, God. They are leaders of tomorrow, God. Thank you, Lord, for pouring out your spirit, God, upon our youth, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that let all the gifts operate and the fruits of the Spirit, the fivefold ministry, God. Lord, all we thank you, God, that they are the sons of God, little sons. We are little sons, we are imitators of God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us, God. Abraham blesses his house. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I turn it back over to the host. In Jesus' name.
God's got a blessing with your name on it. Glory to God. That's going to be in my spirit all day. I know he does, and I'm walking in it. I'm looking for it. It's right there at hand. Hallelujah. As I go throughout my day, I'm looking for my blessing. I'm open for my blessing. I'm receiving my blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because my blessing is right here at hand. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Bishop preached the other day, creative miracles. We can, through our faith, we can create a miracle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My blessing is right here at hand. We praise God. Again, hey, I am Pastor Lenora Clark. I am your prayer lead for today, but I do want to encourage you all to go to our website, EKC Ministries. Again, that is EKCMinistries.org, and put in your prayer requests. We will agree in prayer with you. All right? Don't forget, put in your GPS, your 1 minute or less testimony of how good God has been to you. Your testimony can lead someone to Christ. Your testimony can be a comfort in times of storm. Your testimony can extend somebody's faith towards Christ. So make sure you're doing that. And then if you want to be a prayer lead or a prayer host, make sure you call 216-475-6327. Hallelujah. God's got a blessing with your name on it, with your name on it. How many of y'all believe that, that God's got a blessing which is specifically for you? Can't nobody else get it? Can't nobody else summons it? All you got to do is receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, Sister Vicki, before I get caught up, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Amen, amen. And I receive it in Jesus' name. Good morning, everyone. This is Vicki from Maple Heights, Ohio, and my prayer focus is on thankfulness. And happy birthday to Tracy and Sister Angela and everyone who had a birthday this week. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Psalm 104. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 136:1. Lord, we thank you and bless your holy name this morning. There is no one like you. You deserve all the glory and the honor. Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for the ability to praise you this morning, a mind that was set on calling in to pray and praise this morning. Thank you for ears to hear, eyes to see, a voice to lift in praise, and hands to wave in praise to you. Father, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It didn't say for everything, but in everything, because we know that there is nothing that happens that you aren't aware of. And while there are things that happen in our lives that are hurting and even devastating, we also are reminded that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. While we know that the scriptures reminds us of this, we ask that you speak to us in the deep hurt places of our soul. We welcome the Holy Spirit to comfort, minister, and protect us through the hurt and the pain. We thank you in advance for your wonder-working power, Lord. Lord, the word says that no one comes to you unless you draw them. Thank you, Lord, for drawing us, for allowing something that we heard, saw, were taught to influence us, even to be drawn and allowed us to be able to accept Jesus and his sacrifice. We thank you, Father, for the freedom to not only choose to serve you, but we thank you that we can do it freely. There are so many people around the world that live in countries where they are forbidden to hear your word, repent, and follow Jesus. When they are found following Christ, their own family in many cases will kill them. Yes, just for following the Savior, the Son of God, Jesus, the only way to eternal life to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those in other lands that have the boldness to stand and witness that Jesus still lives and that he is what the Bible says he is. Thank you that your Holy Spirit is there to guide, comfort, protect, and love them in the midst of their Christian journey. Thank you that they are speaking into the life of people that you are drawing towards the kingdom, even when it means they may lose their life. Father, give us in the United States even a mustard seed size of faith, encouragement, and boldness as we are led to witness and minister to others. Make it plain to us when you see that we are cheapening and or weakening the gospel, Lord. We don't want to purposely add or take away from your word because we will be held accountable for our actions. We thank you for the word you've placed in our hearts, a word that springs up when we are feeling low, when we are in doubt of your presence and concern, a word that undergirds us when a loved one is in crisis, a word for when we are lonely or depressed. There are so many things in our lives that we are not in control of, but we are in control of our ability to focus on your many blessings, and our hearts are grateful for those blessings, Lord. May we find time to share a moment with you each day, Father. One of my grandmother's favorite songs was "I Come to the Garden Alone," and the song implies that God is sought early in the morning, at the start of the day, and each of us have an individualized relationship that we can share with the Father. And the song says, "I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known." Thank you, Father. Even in this moment in the singing of this song, I can envision a fresh encounter with you and warm memories of my grandmother. Thank you, Lord, for giving us an opportunity every day to recognize your presence in our lives. Show us how not to be so focused on what we want or desire that we miss your presence and goodness. We thank you for the beauty that surrounds us in your blue skies, white clouds, warm sun, rainbows, the rain, and even the snow. We thank you for green grass, beautiful flowers and their fragrance, and for trees, the mountains, gentle breezes, the ocean and beaches, for your array of animals, everything that you use in the environment to refresh our souls, to bring us joy, peace of mind, or just a smile. May we be encouraged to silence the noise of the enemy by focusing on and enjoying these things that you have surrounded us with. We thank you, Jesus, for shedding, his blood for us, your people. We are very grateful for how you keep our family and loved ones safe. We pray that you continue to cover them with your hedge of protection. We thank you for knowing what's ahead of us each minute, hour, each day, and for whispering into our spirit when we are to take precautions that will save us or someone we know from hurt or harm. We thank you for honoring the prayers of folk who pray on our behalf, even when we don't know that they are praying. Your word says, The prayers of the righteous availeth much, which means that earnest, sincere prayers offered by a person in a right relationship with you, God, are powerful and effective. We thank you for the ability to speak with you directly. We don't have to use a middleman to reach you. Thank you for the ability to repent of our sins as we purpose to live a life that you call righteous, a life where the world can see you in us and through us. We will show obedience to your divine commands. We will show integrity, honesty, justice, mercy, compassion, humility, peace, patience, and a commitment to good works. In living this life of purpose, Lord, our prayers will be heard and recognized by you. Thank you, Jesus, that we are able to encounter your presence. Thank you that we are given the opportunity to surrender our lives, to surrender all to you. Lord, as we try every day to surrender fully to you, thank you for having patience with us. As we fall and get back up again, thank you for grace and forgiveness. Thank you for our shelter, our what is an apartment, house, mobile home, our food, clothing, running water, and utilities at work, health insurance, a working vehicle for every necessity that we have. We've been bought by the blood of the Lamb, our Lord Jesus. Thank you that we are clean through his sacrifice. Thank you for drawing us to your word. Thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit. Push us to stir up the gifts that you have given each of us. Let that gift strengthen our relationship with you, and may our gift be somehow used to encourage, minister, and comfort the unsaved as well as other Christians. Lord, you fill those who are saved with your Holy Spirit. Remind us to take time to be quiet, that we may hear the Holy Spirit and be strengthened and led. We understand that our salvation and filling with the Holy Spirit is not just for us, but it's to help to fulfill your word that says, God, through Jesus, does desire all people to be saved and come to know the truth. Father, release our ears to hear, our minds to understand, our hearts to be compassionate, our mouths to speak as you lead our hands, and our limbs to worship and praise you. Lord, I heard someone say this week that many of us want to save you with benefits. While there are benefits in serving you, Lord, let us not be confused, thinking that we will always see the benefits given to us in a financial way. Thank you for not being a tit-for-tat God, where you only bless us when we give. You are a God whose benefits include grace, mercy, and selfless love. Thank you for your blessing us for sowing whatever we're led to sow into the kingdom, sowing our witness, our prayers, our time, our monies, and our talents. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Thank you for that abundant life that you give, that we may have life in Jesus that is meaningful, purposeful, joyful, and eternal. We receive this abundant life the moment we accept Jesus as our Savior. Colossians 3:17 encourages believers to do everything, both in word and deed, in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This means that all aspects of life, from daily tasks to interactions, should be done with the character and authority of Jesus in mind, bringing glory to you, God, and reflecting a heart of gratitude. God, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Let your Spirit fall fresh on us this day. As we read your word and worship you, grow in us a grateful heart and help us express our thankfulness to each other and to those who are seeking Christ. God, cause us to reach outside of ourselves today. Let us show someone your love through a visit, a phone call, a text, a note, a financial blessing. Father, thank you for your written word, the scriptures. Many are beginning to react to the chaos of this world and are not looking to you for guidance. They're even giving and receiving spiritual teaching from politicians. But Lord, you warned us in Matthew 7:13-18, saying, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. We thank you for leading us to leaders that will represent you in Jesus' name. We thank you for Bishop and Pastor Lenore, for pastors of all who are represented on this line that follow your doctrine. We thank you for the men and women who are being used all over the world, who are allowing you to change their lives, strengthen their faith, and minister to them as they minister to your people. Our hope is in you, Lord. We are grateful and thankful, and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. I'll turn it back over to the host. Amen.
Well, amen, 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 Sister Vicki. Praise the name of Jesus. Hey, Vicki, I had no clue that was the name of that song. It was really good. All I've heard was he walks with me, he talks with me, he tells me I am his own. I had no clue that was the name of it, and it had more words to it.
And I'm sorry you guys had to suffer through that little singing.
No, that was good. That was good. We learning something, people of God. We learning something on this prayer line. Praise the name of Jesus. I do want to encourage you all again to go to our website, ekcministries.org, and put in your prayer request. Put it in, because we're praying here every day. I do want you all to take note of all of the people that are part of our prayer list. It's small on this morning. We have Sister Marika, we have Joseph, Tamika, and the Payne family are all on our prayer list today. If you want to be a part of our prayer list, make sure you put it in. That's at ekcministries.org. You can also support the ministry. Make sure you support the ministry. If the ministry is blessing you or ministering to you in any way, and I'm sure it is, make sure you support the ministry through your giving. You can do that by texting the word GIVE at 216-446-1209, or you can go to our Cash App, which is $BishopEricClark. Again, that's $BishopEricClark. All right, people of God, it is my turn to finish up the prayer, but I got to let this song play for just a minute. Make it personal, y'all. God's got a blessing with my name on it. Make it personal, yes. And I know it's there. I know it's coming. And I receive my blessing now. Praise the name of Jesus. All right, people of God, I'm going to pray. I ain't going to hold you no longer. Lord, I decree and declare that you are Lord of lords and King of kings, ruler of all creations. You are exalted above every name, every power, and we acknowledge you, your sovereignty right now. We declare that everything we put our hands to do shall prosper. Your promises are yes and amen, and we stand in faith, trusting you will cause our efforts to flourish. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. We speak blessings over your people, God, blessings of divine favor, provision, peace, divine direction. We declare that every perfect gift comes from above. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that every sickness, disease, and ailment must bow to the mighty and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Every disease, I love that, Sister Angela. No sickness shall come nigh us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We decree healing by your stripes, and we are healed. We thank you, Lord. We stand on your healing word, God. We stand on your stripes, God. We thank you for those 39 stripes you took on our behalf. We rebuke every spirit of infirmity, every pain, every weakness, and command our bodies to be made whole right now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We speak to every organ and every tissue and every cell and every part of our body, and we restore healing and renewed in Jesus Christ. I want to add Mother Clark to that prayer list. I forgot. I'm sorry. Add Mother Clark to that prayer list in the name of Jesus Christ. That just came across my head. Make sure you add her to the prayer list as well. I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, we thank you that because of your finished work at the cross, hallelujah, we are conquerors through Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are our shield and our buckler, our fortress in time of trouble. We place our trust in you. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you all the honor, praise, and glory. We pray now specifically for Mother Clark, God. God, we call her ailment into subjection, God. God, we plead it under the blood in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We exalt your holy name, adore you, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God, for her healing, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that no weapon that's formed against her will prosper, God. God, and we thank you for your faithfulness, God. We thank you for your presence, God. God, we declare that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We celebrate our victories in every circumstance, God. We give you praise for breakthroughs, the breakthroughs and miracles that are taking place right now, God. God, we thank you for chains being broken, God. We stand in faith, believing that you will continually call our name, and we thank you for your heavens, your angels moving on our behalf, God. God, we thank you. We ask, hallelujah, that you confirm your word through signs and wonders, God. We thank you for the sermon, creative miracles, God. We summon miracles right now, God, with our faith, God. God, we believe that, hallelujah, nothing's too hard for you, God. Let your healing power flow freely and let breakthrough come suddenly. Hallelujah. And let your joy overflow in our spirit, God. We speak joy to your people, God. We speak happiness to your people, God. God, we speak love to your people, God. God, we call things into existence, God. Things that we call things that are not as though they are, God. We speak creative miracles, God, in people's lives, God, in your people's lives now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, just create a miracle, God. Just bring miracles into existence, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for favor, God. God, resting upon us. We thank you for divine ideas, God, and supernatural provision, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for your promises being true, God, for being yes and amen, God. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, God. We believe you for the plans that you have for us, God. God, we seal this prayer with faith and thanksgiving, knowing that you hear us and you answer prayer. Hallelujah. You're working on our behalf. You're working on our behalf. You're working behind the scenes, God. God, we thank you that you are, your work is perfect, God. God, we thank you. We decree and declare, God, hallelujah, that your spirit and your anointing will lead us and guide us and follow us, God, into all truth, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for our lives and our family and our cities and our nation being changed, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that no weapon that's formed against this United States of America will prosper, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for that senator or elected officials, God, family, God. Hallelujah, they got killed. We pray in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah. We pray and we lift up that family now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. But, God, we pray for the person that committed the crime, God. God, we pray that he'll be found out, God, that righteous judgment will be assessed to him, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that your glory is going to prevail in this earth, God. God, we don't have the spirit of fear, God, but we thank you for love, joy, peace, and a sound mind, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that we're witnesses unto you, God. Hallelujah, we thank you that we're witnessing in our homes, God. We're witnessing in our workplace, God. God, we're witnessing on our jobs, God. We're witnessing to our families, God. We're witnessing to everyone that we come in counter to, God, of your goodness, of your mercy, God. God, we decree and declare, God, that you are King of kings and Lord of lords, God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name, God. We thank you for the blessings with our name on it, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that no one, hallelujah, can get what you have prepared for us, God. God, we thank you that we're standing in line, God, open to receive your blessing, God. We thank you that we're standing in line, God, waiting on our blessing, God. Matter of fact, God, we're creating our blessing now, God. We're speaking it into existence now, whether it be doors open, God, whether it be favor, God, whether it be a job, God, whether it be a sickness being healed, God, whatever mentally ill situation, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, hallelujah, that we're creating a miracle. Hallelujah. With our faith, God. Our faith, God. Our faith, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that our faith is strong, God. God, we thank you that our faith is right there in the forefront of everything that we do, God. God, we praise your name, God. We say, have your way in our lives. Move by your spirit, God. Use us as a testimony of your goodness, of your power, of your glory, God. Use us, God, as a tool in your quiver, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that, hallelujah, as you use us, God, hallelujah, that we would touch somebody, God, with your goodness and your love, God. We would overshadow people with your love, God. We would be bold soldiers for you, God, telling someone of how good you've been to us. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise your name, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for our leaders on today, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for every leader that's represented on this phone line, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that, hallelujah, we would be Aaron and her and lifting up a standard against the enemy, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for every leader, every boss, every supervisor. We pray in Jesus' name that our leaders, God, hallelujah, would lead us correctly, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for the President of the United States of America, God. God, everybody don't agree with him, but we pray for him now. We lift up his hands in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for our leader of this ministry, Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, God. God, we lift up his hands, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that after 35 years, God, that he's not discouraged, but he's encouraged, God, to run on and see what the end is going to be, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. God, we thank you for, hallelujah, him hearing from you, God, him doing your will, God, him preaching your word, God, him telling us of the goodness of Jesus, him, hallelujah, sharing the scripture with us, opening it up in depth in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, we lift up Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we lift up each and every individual that's on this line, God. God, everybody has their own needs, God. God, but we give the needs to you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that you're working them out. We thank you, God, that you're working them out, God. So how you going to pay your rent when all your money's spent? Hallelujah. Jesus will work it out. Ha, glory to God. We thank you that you're working it out, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We cast our cares on you because you care for us. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 All right, people of God, go to our go to our YouTube channel. Watch Bishop Clark at 9 o'clock. Then come back on Sunday morning and hear the word of God at 10 a.m. I do want to encourage you all, again, don't forget to pay your tithe and be obedient. Be a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. You can do that at 216-446-1209. Text the word give to that number and follow the prompts, or you can go to our Cash App, which is $BishopEricClark. All right, people of God, I will see you all on our YouTube channel at 9 o'clock. God bless you and have a lovely day.